Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Puskus tries to come to most of his daughter's high school soccer games at Camp Humphreys. In fact, his family's lifestyle at this sprawling American military base is similar to one they would lead back home.
We go to church on Sundays. We see, you know, all our friends there. You know, we're on the soccer field most in the afternoons or just going for a bike ride. I mean, the same thing we do if we were back in the States.
Camp Humphreys is the size of a small city and is continuing to grow to accommodate over 40,000 people as the U.S. military in Korea moves to close older bases in congested Seoul and other regions of the country. There are modern apartments for soldiers and their families, schools, American shopping centers, and fast food restaurants to help bring some of the comforts of home to military life in Korea.
I've been around the Army for part of the last 40 years as a soldier and now as a civilian, and this is as normal as any Army post I've been on. In fact, it's probably the nicest one I've been on because everything's new.
The annual U.S.-South Korean military exercises underway are just part of the routine of military life here. Like many U.S. soldiers in Korea, Lieutenant Colonel Puskus tries not to overreact to reports that war is imminent over the North's nuclear and missile tests, or that peace is at hand with the upcoming nuclear summits.
I mean, obviously, we're sensitive to what is going on. Do we worry about it? I mean, we think about it.
Instead, Puskus, like many in Camp Humphreys, works to balance family responsibilities with maintaining military readiness. Brian Patton, VOA News, Camp Humphreys.